With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Researchers at the Department of Environment are once again conducting their annual Nassau Grouper Moon Study, monitoring grouper populations and spawning sites on all three islands.
We're really looking at understanding what size the spawning populations are of Nassau Grouper on each island, monitoring to see the health of it, get an understanding of how it's changed over the years. And that's one of the things that we do with our annual monitoring is we record a lot of that information so we can see changes over the years and understand whether it's growing or decreasing or how it's changing.
Department of Environment Research Officer Bradley Johnson explains the Nassau grouper is a protected species under the local National Conservation Law. It's closed season for the Nassau grouper until April 30th, and during this time, anyone who takes, purchases, receives permits, or possesses Nassau grouper commits an offense. In other news,
property in all its aspects and all its forms is an extremely important part of the society in which we live.
Kevin Drysdale there from the local chapter of the RICS as they prepare for the 4th Cayman Islands Property and Construction Conference, which gets underway next month. Richie Obi says there's a lot to discuss, particularly about the property market in Cayman.
How long is this going to continue? What are the factors that are giving rise to the property market at the moment? Are those sustainable over 2, 3, 4, 5 years? And what's the impact? For example, property prices are rising, but what does that mean to the young family that just starting off? Will they be able to afford it? And if they can't afford it, you know, what can we put in place to give them the opportunity to get onto the property ladder? You know, those are the kind of things that we'll be looking at during the conference.
The conference is March 15th and promises to bring more than 200 industry professionals together, from surveyors to developers. The Minister for Tourism Planning and Infrastructure, the Honorable Joey Hugh, is also expected to present an in-depth look at the Georgetown Revitalization Project. And it's been 3 years this week since Jeannie Ebanks' husband, Denville, was killed by a drunk driver.
People drink and drive all year long. So I just want to remind people on a regular basis, like, really what some of these decisions can lead to.
Inspired by the National Drug Council's Holiday Purple Ribbon campaign and in an effort to bring some good from our own loss, she's launching a year-long campaign against drunk driving.
To really just bring this scourge that's in our islands, just bring it to the forefront, get people to be more aware, and it's really an educational campaign.
Initially starting as a social media campaign, Ms. Ebanks says, quote, "Your choice aims to help people develop a greater understanding of the impact of drinking and driving, as well as the impact of their choices on the community around them." Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi say they will further cooperate on sharing intelligence to combat terrorism. Speaking to reporters in Delhi, Mr. Modi said they had agreed on the need to increase pressure on countries which support terrorism, an apparent reference to Pakistan. Three British MPs have resigned from the governing Conservative Party because of what they called its disastrous handling of Britain's planned departure from the European Union. The three say they'll sit as independents alongside the grouping created on Monday by several opposition parliamentarians. They resigned from the Labour Party over its handling of Brexit and anti-Semitism. A Chilean woman who's lived in Australia for the past 30 years has been arrested on suspicion of kidnapping and torture under General Pinochet's regime. Adriana Rivas, who's been employed as a nanny in Australia, is alleged to have worked for Chile's feared intelligence services in the 1970s. Senior officials of Uganda's ruling National Resistance Movement have endorsed President Yoweri Museveni as the party's candidate for the 2021 presidential election. Last year, a presidential age limit was removed from the country's constitution, paving the way for Mr. Museveni to potentially extend his time in office to 4 decades. And those are the headlines from BBC News.